Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, my man Nick Wright, how are you?
Well, I mean, Tom Brady's not in the NFL anymore, which means officially, without question, the greatest quarterback in the league and soon to be the greatest quarterback ever plays for my goddamn hometown team. So I'm feeling pretty damn good, Lazlo.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah, I would agree with all those things. So he said soon. I think Patrick Mahomes has every chance to become the greatest quarterback ever. I absolutely do. And he is on pace.
It's going to take some time.
But you said soon. I mean, Brady did play to his, like, 700, as you would say. So it is going to take some time, but he's on the way. I would even go one step further, and I would say in the first 5 years of football, he's the greatest quarterback in the first 5 years of football ever.
Oh, that, to me, there's no question about it.
I mean, there's bit of a question. I mean, they were both in three Super Bowls. I think it's like a 40-day difference or something.
Yeah, but here's the distinction I would draw. Yes, they were both in three Super Bowls. However, Brady didn't get, you know, was not an MVP candidate any of those 5 years. Mahomes has won it 2 years and finished second the other. And Brady, one of those 5 years, missed the playoffs entirely. Mahomes' worst season was, you know, losing the AFC Championship game in overtime.
It would be. How many of those Super Bowls did Brady win of the three? I'm being honest because I don't know the answer to that.
No. He won three Super Bowls in his first 4 years.
So he won all three. So that would be the argument back and forth. But in my mind, in those 5 years, I think Mahomes is the best quarterback ever. But when you said it's not even debatable, it's debatable, but he's right there, man.
So let me ask you this. If he wins Sunday, are you okay with me saying this? The only quarterbacks better than him all time are Brady, Manning, Montana. By winning Sunday,
actually, I'm better than that. I think the only quarterbacks better than him all time are Brady, Montana. If he wins Sunday.
Oh, not Peyton.
No, if he wins, wow. If he loses, then, you know, we'd have to go back and readjust that. But yeah, I think, there's no reason for me to not think that.
Well, I'm with that, and that's not projection. I'm talking about. I'm talking about if like he were to stop playing, win the Super Bowl, and be like, I'm done. I think he's one of the four greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're now again. You know, you're just once you say the top five in anything, you know, you can start. Well, this guy's three and that guy's four, but if he wins Sunday, I just take it like this: who, you know, would I rather have? Patrick Mahomes or Peyton Manning? I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and
I think there's an argument to be made you might want to have Joe Montana or Tom Brady.
Right.
But
he's already past Rodgers and Favre.
Rodgers is a joke and never been anything, and your love for him annoys me. He's, he's a bad quarterback.
Okay,
he's the A-Rod. They named him A-Rod for a reason. Because he is Alex Rodriguez, which is a very great player with a ton of stats, who always walks off the field going 12 for 30 with three interceptions.
Okay. Can I tell you guys what happened to me Sunday night?
Make me angry. Even when we agree with stuff, you somehow get me, like, all riled up inside.
He's angry now. What happened Sunday night, Nick?
There's an ambulance coming by. My apologies. Sunday night, the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. And let me give a little context on this. You guys know on the show, I do the weekly NFL tiers that are brought to you by the committee, which is a shadowy cabal of people who meets at my house and votes on this. Of course, it's not just me at all. It's a whole group. We always talk about the committee.
Sure.
So Sunday night, about midnight, I get a FaceTime from a number I don't recognize. And I almost didn't answer it because I'm like, man, what is this? But I was like, I'm going to answer it and just cover up my camera in case it's like a prank call or something. On holding the phone is the GM of the Chiefs. On each side of him is Eric Stonestreet and Paul Rudd. And they are holding up a T-shirt that the Chiefs GM had made up before the game that says, "The committee warned you."
Oh, I love it.
That's cool.
I had never spoken with them ever. And they were just deliriously talking to me about the game, about the Chiefs. Am I going to the Super Bowl? And evidently, our show is Brett Veach, the GM, says every day his dad calls him and says, "Did you see what Nick said today?"
Oh, that's great. All right, let me ask you this, though, because when that happens, like, obviously nothing on that large of a scale has ever happened to me, but when it's someone and, you know, and you're impressed by these people and they FaceTime you, are you like, oh, my God, we're going to have a conversation? What in the, like, it doesn't come natural. Were you kind of like, oh, I'm like in a different body, I'm completely off my game, or did it come off natural?
Well, I was, you know, a little tipsy at a poker
game.
Oh,
that works better. If you're a little tipsy, then you're like, what's up, dog?
Yeah.
Been too long since I talked to you.
Yeah. No, exactly.
That works. I was thinking like it was 11 o'clock and you're getting ready to go to bed. You're like, why are these three? Okay, why are these three people FaceTiming me? What do I say? I'm freaked out.
Yeah. No, it worked out well because I was out celebrating.
Good.
The win, which was, I know you guys have talked about it all week. I apologize I haven't been able to call. That is that type of game, and I know you said this, Lazo, is what separates great players from legendary ones.
Yeah.
Where you are injured, where your team keeps losing guys due to injury. There was a pass in the fourth quarter on 2nd and 12 that Mahomes completed to Marcus Kemp.
Yep.
Marcus Kemp, going into that game, had been in the league 5 years. He had 24 tackles and 4 catches.
Yeah.
He's a special teamer. And that's who they had out there. Meanwhile, the other side of the ball is T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. And Mahomes found a way.
Yeah.
And I truly believe even if they don't call, even if he doesn't get late hit, if he doesn't get late hit, they're on the 42 with 8 seconds left, and the clock is stopped. I think he's finding a way to get 7 more yards on the next play, and they're still kicking a field goal.
I don't know that to be true, Nick. I don't. I think they probably don't kick a field goal there because that's really hard to do with an out with the receivers you have on your team. Because in order to get Kelce on that out, that's going to take time. Like, I mean,
eight
he's a great player, but let me say this. This is where I do agree with you. They ain't losing. They're not losing that game.
Right.
They're not losing that game. Patrick Mahomes is going to find a way to win. If that's the way that it did, or that they got to go to overtime and he'll find a way to win there. Patrick Mahomes was not going to lose that game. And it's that's the difference between great players and, you know, legendary players and amazing players. I mean, he's got it. There's no doubt about it. That's why we've argued over the years. That's why I think Brady's the best. It's not always about how I did during that game. It's like, can I will this team to a victory? And yes, you can. He's got it.
Especially when you say if it went to overtime, with the new overtime rules where even if the Chiefs don't win the toss and the Bengals drive down and score, the Chiefs are getting the ball no matter what.
Right, and to be fair, and to give everybody their credit, Chris Jones wasn't going to let that game go either.
Dude, he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The rookies were unbelievable. Listen, the kid who returned the punt at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was huge.
Sky Moore, he was the punt returner at the beginning of the season, a rookie. He fumbled 3 times in the first 8 games of the year.
I was real nervous.
And lost his job. And I couldn't believe they were putting him back there. I was beside myself that they were doing it. and he makes one of the biggest plays of the game.
Yeah.
Like, for him to be able to do that and get them to where they didn't need a giant chunk play to get in field goal range, it just doesn't get better than that. It's just such a great sports moment and such a great win, and it shuts the Bengals up, and it makes me so happy.
Yeah, no, it was a great game and a great win, and like I said, and if you've heard the podcast, you know, there was calls that were bad. And, yeah, did more of them go against the Bengals? They did. It's fine. There was times where, and you know Chacho, my youngest giant, that he's a Chiefs guy. There's one point where he goes, he looks at me and goes, Dad? And I go, yeah. He goes, that was a great call. All pro call, buddy. And gave me the fist bump, you know. He was like, and then in his head, like, that ain't.
It was that pass interference.
Right,
probably.
It was that pass interference. Absolutely. He's like, that is the best call I've seen in a long time, Dad. I'd take it all day. That said, doesn't matter, man. They figured out a way to win. They did it. And, you know, now they got to go play the Eagles.
Right. And the Eagles will be a massive test. And we'll see, you know, at today, Hardman, Tony, and Juju, none of them practiced. And so, you know, there was this, I don't want to say discussion, but internet scuttlebutt of if those guys are still not healthy, are the Chiefs going to sign Odell for the Super Bowl, which they could, but reportedly they're not going to do that. I think they're just going to trust that two of those three guys are going to be back and that Mahomes, with two more weeks to get the ankle right, is going to be closer to 100%. And that they're going to have the best player on the field against a team that, you know, we have the edge at quarterback and they have the edge everywhere else. And we'll see if it's enough.
Well, you know, like, I think the thing that helps them is that, in my mind, you know, as a dumb football guy, that offense probably doesn't need to change much. They are what they are and they do what they do. And so that being said, the wide receivers probably don't have to practice that much, right? Like, really? You've been through it all before. You got it. You know, it would be helpful to run through some stuff, but you can probably do that in shells.
That I totally agree with.
The defense is going to be, that's the one that needs to get the practice, because I talked about it earlier, Nick. You know, I don't know how many teams the Chiefs have played, and I said you were a professional, didn't I? I gave them all the credit. Yeah. You were the professional. You would know more. But watching every – I don't know how many teams the Chiefs have played who run that RPO and run it as well as the Eagles do. Like, I think the Broncos ran it a little bit with Russ, but that Nathaniel Hackett didn't seem to really have a grip on what they were trying to do. Just threw out an idea. You know? And that RPO, that offense really puts pressure on a defense. Like, it really does. So that's where I think the matchup is. But I think the Chiefs have great defensive linemen who hopefully will be able to, you know, figure that out. But that's where, if I was like, what should we be practicing now? I'd be like, linebackers and D-line, like Frank Clark. This is how you defend that RPO.
100%. And nobody runs it the way the Eagles run it. They're one of the most successful rushing teams ever. What I will say is, ever since Jalen Hurts got injured, he has not been effective throwing the ball. And I do wonder, you know, in 2 weeks, how much better he's going to – because if he can't throw the ball, I don't think Philly – has enough offense, even with the running, in order to be able to deal with the Chiefs. I could be wrong.
Well, no. I mean, if you don't have the threat to run, to throw, then that, you know, obviously the RPO just becomes RO, and that is very ineffective.
Correct. And so, but it'll – listen, the other thing is that Eagles defense has been unbelievable, and I don't have it in front of me. We talked about it on the show a bit today. They also have only played – three even above average quarterbacks all year, and all three of those quarterbacks, you know, put up 30 plus on them.
Yeah.
And so I do wonder how much of the defense is dominant and how much of the defense is feasting off Heinicke and Daniel Jones and those guys.
Right.
So we'll see.
You know, I agree with you, but my thing would be like, I'm not worried about it. Chiefs are going to get their points. They're going to get them. They're going to get in the 20s. I know that. The question is, you know, is Jalen Hurts healthy, and is that RPO unstoppable? That's the question. I don't know the answer, but The Chiefs are going to get their points. I wouldn't worry about the offense.
So it's going to be great. The Chiefs are once again in the Super Bowl. It's now 5 years Mahomes starting, and 100% of the years they've been in the Final Four, 60% of the years they've been in the Super Bowl, and maybe a win away from 40% of the years winning the Super Bowl. We never see anything like it.
Right. Well, now we got to talk about it. We don't have to do it now, but when you come back, the difference that it will make right now in the Mahomes legacy as to if he wins or loses, because I think it's giant.
I agree with you.
Okay.
And here's the other thing that I'll say. If there is a concern for me a bit, if they lose and you lose two Super Bowls in 3 years, what that does to the overall kind of morale and mindset of the team moving forward,
yep.
As opposed to if they win in a year, everyone, including I think people in that building, said, okay, we're going to take a step back this
year.
I
agree.
We traded Tyreek. We are playing 7 rookies, significant snaps. We'll still be good, but we are taking a step back so we can extend our Super Bowl window. If that year you win the Super Bowl, what it means for not only your ability to have the right mindset and everything, but your ability when you're not going to have a ton of cap space to be the spot, the veteran guy who's like, you know what, I've made my money. I want to win a championship. Let me go there. I think that part's huge as well. So we can talk about that more next week. I'll be down at the Super Bowl. I'm getting on the train now, but we can talk more next week. I just wanted to check in with you guys.
Thank
you,
man.
You guys.
Hey, you look like a happy little kid when I saw you interview Mahomes.
It was pretty dope. It was a good time. I'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.